Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. No ordinary worship, no ordinary praise. Oh, we give God the honor today. We give God the honor today. Hosanna to our King. Come on wherever you are and begin to give praise to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life. To glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ, with a new topic, life prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Lossie Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and Grown Folks Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. Today is a special edition of Daily Fire as we are in intercessory prayer for the next 7 days, and today is day 3. We are coming from the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verses 2 through 16 today. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind you of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can call in by dialing 323-870-4180 or tune in online from my ministry website, grossi.org. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Grown Folks Real Talk Bible Study, where there's no topic off limits and I take your questions and comments on air, you can tune in using those same methodologies. Call in by dialing 323-870-4180 or tune in online on my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org from the broadcast page. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is available for you on my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsiorg. But the best thing to do to stay connected is to follow the podcast by texting the message DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text, and Monday through Friday at 8 a.m., you'll receive the recording of that day's broadcast of Daily Fire. And on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., when Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study goes live, you'll receive a text reminder with a link inside of it so that you can either call in or tune in online. Again, to follow, text the message DF or send the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Finally, don't forget that I am in preparation to go live on TBN for the new show, and of course need your support to launch out into that deep, cost thousands of dollars. So please feel free to go into rossi.org and sow a seed of whatever your heart desires, or you can send your seed via Cash App to $Rossi Ministries, not Rossi Williams Ministries, just Rossi Ministries. Again, we thank you so much. Send me your prayer requests. Contact me, and everything you need is on my website, rossi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in Joshua chapter 6, verses 2 through 16, reading from the KJV. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall compass the city
seven times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rearward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, nor shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and logged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. And seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets. The armed men went before them, but the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose up early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Come on and say amen, so be it for the word of God. What is our topic for today? For the next 7 days. This is day 3, and on today we are interceding for our nation. On this past Sunday, our bishop preached at our holy convocation in the Church of God in Christ. And as he was preaching, he began to, exhort the people to cry out to the Lord as never before. And he began to talk about the significance of intercessory prayer. And he said that if you want change for the next 7 days, I want you to go into intercessory prayer. This means not just praying to God with lip service, but wherein we position ourselves in such a place where everything is turned off, all distractions are moved, and we are just totally crying out to the Lord, such as Jesus did before he was crucified, when the Bible says he prayed so earnestly that sweat like great drops of blood poured from him. This is where we are, brothers and sisters. And on day 1, I interceded with you for yourself and for myself, that we would position ourselves in alignment with the Lord. On day 2, I interceded with you for your households, for your family, your spouses, your children, and we poured out ourselves to the Lord to intercede for their covering, their protection, especially as our children return to school, and for our marriages and situations. On today, day 3, we will intercede for our nation. We have so many things going on in our nation, and I quite frankly don't care if you are Republican, Democrat, or Independent. I'm not praying about political affiliation, nor from political agenda. But we have divisiveness. We have disrespect. We have forgotten how to agree disrespectfully. I'm not praying for everyone to agree. A world where everyone agrees would be a horrible world, because it means that only the side of those that are favorable at that moment would control. Argument is healthy. Disagreement is healthy. It challenges the status quo and moves us into new ideas, new ideologies, sometimes into changes in law. But where we are is a point where we no longer can disagree respectfully, or where disagreement is not even tolerated if you do not agree with the major powers that be. So we are going to go into intercession for our nation today. We're not going to do a lot of teaching within this 15 minutes, because for the next 7 days we are in prayer. And so in the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verses 2 through 16, God told Joshua, who succeeded Moses, that as leader of the children of Israel, with one of his other brothers and followers, he said, Listen, I have given you guys this city. I've given you the victory over Jericho. I've given you the promised land. But from the outside, Jericho looks impenetrable. It has high walls. I understand that you guys are wondering how you will penetrate it. So I'm telling you first that the promise has already been given unto you to take the city. The next thing he told them is the strategy on how to do it. 7 days, I want you to march around that city. For the first 6 days, you are to compass the city or march around the walls only one time. As you do so, make sure you have the Ark of the Lord with you, because that's me, and you cannot obtain ultimate victory without having me with you. And then he said on the 7th day, instead of just going around once, I want you to compass the city 7 times. And on the 7th time, you're going to cry out in victory and the walls will fall flat. Notice he didn't tell them that I want you to just throw your spears at the walls or I want you to throw your swords at the walls. No, there will be a time for the fight once the walls fall flat. But what I need you to do first is to position yourself. Glory. Spiritually, in covenant relationship with me, to cause the walls to fall flat. So we are about to go into intercessory prayer. We're positioning ourselves to pray for our nation, and not just to pray for it, but to stand in the gap. This is what you do in intercession. You put yourself in the place of those for whom you are praying. That the walls, hallelujah, of division will fall flat. The walls of disrespectfully disagreeing will fall flat. The walls of hatred will fall flat. And that God's Ark of the Covenant, hallelujah, his word would once again be welcome here. And regardless of what political affiliation you are, regardless of what faith you are, regardless of what race you are, regardless of what socioeconomic or class or whatever your situation may be, glory, the love of just humanity would find us again. The love of humanity, I said, will find us again. So we're interceding for the walls of divisiveness to fall flat, glory, so that then the love of humanity can overtake us again. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, come on and pray. Hallelujah. Usually I do more teaching and prayers, only 2 minutes, but this is intercession today. Come on and position yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Come on and remove every distraction. Hallelujah. Turn off your television. Stop surfing on Facebook. Hallelujah. Stop worrying about your troubles and your perils. Hallelujah. God is still a prayer-answering God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Oh, just come on and begin to thank him. Usher in his presence into your atmosphere. Begin to just call out to him right now. Glory, glory, glory to your name. Oh, Father, we say praise to you, Lord. Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we magnify you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We give you the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, today we come asking for the forgiveness of our sins. We come asking that as we pray, that you would watch us and cleanse us, Father. That you would renew us and strengthen us, God. That you would see us and hear us, Lord. That you would forgive us and honor our prayer. Oh, Lord, we come lifting up our nation today. Father, we come lifting up this nation, the United States of America, from the president down, Father, to the town mayors, to the commissioners, in every municipality, in every city, in every town, in every state legislature, every governor, Father, in Congress, and the president of these United States, in the cabinet, Father, every influencer, every policymaker, every stakeholder, those who are visible and those who are behind the scenes. Father, we come lifting them up to thee, that first of all, they would understand the presence privilege of their positions. The privilege, Father, of being elected. The privilege, Lord, of being appointed. The privilege, Father, of standing in a place of constituents, Lord, so that they would understand, Lord, that it is not by their power, not by their might, not by their own doing, not by their pedigree, not by their money, but, Father, it is the people who have placed them wherever they stand, glory. So they understand the privilege, Father, of holding authority. The privilege, Father, of holding jurisdiction. The privilege, Lord, of holding power. And Father, we come just as the children of Israel. We come in covenant with you, with the ark of you before us, understanding that you are God and that there's nothing impossible for you. So, Father, we pray for our nation. We pray for the peace of God that passes all understanding. We pray for our nation. We pray for the love of God that looks beyond the faults and sins of others and sees the humanity that every one of us has sinned and fallen short, that every one of us has flaws, that every one of us are imperfect, infallible beings. And because of that, we understand that none of us can truly point the finger of judgment at anyone else. We pray for our nation. Father, we pray for those who have the ability to influence the thought processes of others, that, Lord, they understand how to disagree respectfully, how to disagree on the issue, focus on the issue, debate the issue, argue the issue, advocate for the issue, stand against the issue without killing the humanity, the spirit, and the names of others. Oh God, we lift up our nation. And Father, we submit our nation to you, starting with ourselves. Lord, that we will choose to be a light. We will choose to be a light. We will choose to be a light in a dark world. We will choose to be the salt of the earth. We will choose, Father, to be those that bring good. We will choose to be those who impact life for the better. We will use our anointing. We will use our talents. We will use our gifts, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. To bring about the love of humanity again. Help us, Lord, even when we disagree, to disagree respectfully in such a way that we could even shake the hand of our opponents if they chose to do so when it's over, because we stood in the gap on the issue. We fought about the issue. Father, it doesn't matter what side we're on. It doesn't matter political affiliation. But what matters is if when we're finished, the love of God has been shared. If when we're finished, the person walks away edified, even in the midst of rebuke and reprimand, because we knew, hallelujah, that this was the opportunity to show forth the love of God. Help us, Lord, everyone in this nation, whether speaking on social media, on television, Father, wherever we speak, even in the back rooms where decisions are made. Glory. Help us understand that love covers a multitude of faults. It covers a multitude of flaws. It covers a multitude of sins. And now, Father, we will forever give your name the praise. We forever glorify you. We forever thank you, Lord, because for the next 7 days, we come standing in the gap, and we believe that we have the petitions we desire. So we pray, we pray, we pray. We pray, we pray, we pray, we pray. We believe and we declare, we decree, we stand in the gap, and we intercede, and we bring them to fruition. We are they who believe that you are God. We believe, Father, that we are blessed in the city and blessed in the field and blessed going in and blessed coming out, blessed when we rise and blessed when we sit. We believe, Lord God,
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we pray and intercede. Come on and thank him. Our time is almost run. We got to go. Come on and just thank him. Thank him. Hallelujah. Just come on and praise him for answering prayer today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. Lord, our soul finds peace and rest and joy and strength in you. Hallelujah. Keep on praising him. I'm going to give the altar call. Then we will end with our task for today. Hallelujah. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, or if you've been one of those people who have brought about divisiveness in our nation, not because you spoke your mind or not because you advocated for what you believe, I do that every day, but because you did so in such a way to kill the other person with your tongue as opposed to obtain victory for your position. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Father, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I will do better. I will speak better. I will say better, and I will think better. I will use my talents, my gifts, and my anointing to kill the issue with all my might, or to promote the issue with all my might, but I will not kill the person's spirit. Thank you. Remember, go to rossi.org. rawsi.org and follow me. You can also contact my law office. There's a page on there to get to my law office from rossi.org. And donate into the television ministry that I plan to go to launch into and share this prayer with someone else. It'll be available on rossi.org after 8 a.m. this morning. Your task for today is to stand for or stand against whatever the issues are that God has shown you are your cause. But in doing so, do not kill or murder the reputation of the other with your tongue. Do better, and our nation will be better. I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m.
A long time coming, but I know.